Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, Daniel, my brother, you are older than me. Do you still
welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's still just you and me. I wanna talk about something else. Let me describe someone to you. He was an extremely prolific and highly regarded journalist by both his peers and his peeps, with all the appropriate credentials, awards, and hall memberships to justify that regard. He was also a novelist, and some say a philosopher. That's my aggregation of accounts of the professional life of Frank DeFord, who died this week at 78. Whenever a journalist like DeFord passes, my mind takes a stroll down memory lane to recall others I've admired by reading or hearing their reports and ideas, like Ernie Pyle and Walter Winchell, Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, and David Brinkley, just to name a few. And like DeFord, there were those sports journalists who likely were his heroes, like Grantland Rice and Ring Lardner and Damon Runyon and Mike Royko, again, just to name a few. But, you know, as you know, recently, I guess it was last week in our online poll, we asked the following question we said, of the four estates associated with our government, which do you currently hold in the lowest regard? The Trump administration received 19% as being held in the lowest regard. U.S. Congress, both parties, was at 21%, above, a little worse, actually, I should say, than the Trump administration. The federal court system did pretty good. They got 3%. But the mainstream media, a.k.a. the Fourth Estate, 57% of you held them in the lowest regard. As you can tell, professional journalists don't fare well. And they didn't fare well in our poll with our respondents. So here's the question. How do you reconcile this response against the journalism practiced by those people that I mentioned earlier? Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, David Brinkley. I remember being moved, informed, even educated by these reporters, columnists, radio and TV anchors, and war correspondents. Together, covering the landscape, warts and all, of modern human society. So I worry, what will be the names? Think about this, my friends. What will be the names of the journalists my grandchildren will regard in the way that I identified DeFord in the opening paragraph? An extremely prolific and highly regarded journalist by both his peeps and peers, with all the appropriate credentials, awards, and hall memberships to justify that regard. I wonder what will be the names of the journalists my grandchildren will regard the way I just talked about. For some reason, a member of the Twitter Hall of Fame just doesn't have the same gravitas as one of DeFord's awards, which was as a recipient of the Damon Runyon Award. Just doesn't have the same ring as, does it, Twitter Hall of Fame. So unlike Pyle or Rice or Cronkite, DeFord would have been the first to say he wasn't legendary. But he was important. So let's just start there. Think of the journalists living and working today you think will go down as at least important. Right. Get back with me on that when you come up with a name. Think of one journalist living today that you think will go down as important. De Tocqueville, Alexis de Tocqueville, toured America. You may remember reading about this. He toured America in the early part of the 19th century and was amazed at what we had. But he reported on it, warts and all. He said, in a democracy, people get the government they deserve. That was at once an observation and an indictment, wasn't it? Well, alas, my friends, I fear that today Americans may be getting the journalism we deserve. And that's very troubling because I fear that the quality of America's future, and I mean this with all my heart, folks, the quality of America's future is directly related to the quality of our press, the quality of the Fourth Estate, the quality of professional journalism. I fear that our future is directly connected to that. That's something for all of us to think about. And my bringing up Twitter again, I'll leave you with my hashtag, God help us. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.